I'm Presley.
And I'm Connor.
And this is the Server Life Podcast, where we candidly talk about the glamorous lifestyle of the service industry.
We share some of our own stories, along with some of yours, so we can all laugh and realize that we are not alone in this.
So feel free to subscribe, stick around, and join the conversation.
We love reading your comments, especially when it's praise. For me. Hey guys, it's your hosts, Presley and Connor. Today we are joined by Malik Joe, who responded to one of our questions on Instagram and had us laughing. He's a funny guy, his page is hilarious. Check him out on Instagram at The Real Malik Joe. Welcome, Malik. Thanks for joining us.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
I'm good, man. I'm enjoying these crazy times on a really long vacation. I don't know how I really feel about it, but you know, I take a vacation as much as I can get one, because I'm like a workhorse. I never take off, so it's really weird times for me right now.
Yeah, it forces you to have some time.
Yeah, right. I'm like trying to stay busy. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to get in a fight with the neighbors. Like, you know, somebody tell the manager on me about something.
All that energy.
Oh,
yeah, I need some of that that Karen energy going.
So how long have you been a server? What's your industry street cred?
So my industry background was, so I was a boxer. I'm still actually technically a professional boxer, but like I was a professional boxer and I started off as a busser 9 years ago. I was 19 years old. And I started as a busser. It was like something I'd never been a part of, because that was my first ever job, was like a service industry job. And I'm from North Philadelphia. So like, I didn't know much about that world at all. So like, you know, certain little things when I got started, people are like, yo, can you pass me that ramekin? And I'm looking like, what the hell is a ramekin? like just little things, like people say, they're going over to specials, and I'm like sweeping the floor as a busser. And they're like, yeah, we got the cordon bleu. We're gonna be selling that for 14. I'm like, what the fuck is a cordon bleu? Like, what is that? I don't know any of these things. Like, it was just a whole new world for me. And I liked it, because like the money was fast. You know, like I was a busser, I was making tip outs every day. It was great. And then like I was a workhorse, so eventually I moved up, and they're like, yo, man, you can talk, like you can speak, you should try to be a server. And I was like, okay, I'll do whatever I gotta do, you know. And they eventually moved me up to server within like 6 months, and then I was like the head bartender, and I had to deal with like inventory and such. So that's pretty much my credentials. Ever since then, I've just been serving at different places, and then they try to move me up, and then I don't want to move up anymore.
Hell yeah, I feel that. And I love that. If you have that hustle mentality, it makes it so much easier to just get it, you know?
Yeah, I'm all about it. And like at 22, like that's when I like was like really like in the midst of serving. It was like I had more money than I knew what to do with at the time. It's like I was making so much money every day. You know, I was like picking up shifts. Like when you first start off, I feel like this is how a lot of people are going to be when we first get back to work. I was just like so energetic and so kind to every guest. Like I was grateful. You know, I was getting 10% tips, 5% tips. It didn't matter to me. I was like, oh my God, I'm just making money. I don't care. And I was like picking up everybody's shifts. And next thing you know, I'm just like, I buy a pair of sneakers almost every 4 days. It's what am I doing right now? This is crazy. This money is just like, and then I fell in love with it after that. I can turn back after that.
Love it.
Yeah. Hard to compete with that steady cash flow.
That steady cash flow is something else. It's like nothing like no other. It's like, oh, I made tips tonight. I'm going to probably drink 40% of those tips.
Server struggles for sure.
Yeah, definitely server struggles.
I just got my $1,200 stimulus check today, and
ooh,
so hard for me to see that money in my account and not have that server brain of like, okay, how can I spend this as fast as possible?
Yeah, right. That's the first thing you think. I'm like, yo, do I really need a 60 MCD right now? Because I can do it. I mean, I got to. It's like a whole pandemic going on. I don't even know when I'm going back to work. That 60 MCD would look nice on my wall.
This money needs to last, and it has to go toward bills. It's not like a server payday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I made my mistake in learning about Jameson, because I knew nothing about it. And, you know, because like me growing up in North Philly, I knew nothing about Jameson. All I know is like Hennessy. So like when I found out about Jameson working in like a very diverse serving crowd, I'm like, oh man, this is amazing. It's like $6. Getting loaded on Jameson after every shift. It's great.
Oh man. So what is your favorite thing about the industry? Is it, would you say it's the quick money, or you got another one?
The quick money and the networking. Now that I see it, it's like, you know, then it was like, you know, sometimes you get annoyed with just customers, but now, you know, being like older into the game, having that communication with guests that you can possibly network with, especially in my line of work, being a comedian, you never know who you're going to meet and never know who you know. You know, I met so many people throughout this thing, and I've been blessed, or like, you know, knowing all these people and having all these connections. So I would say definitely the connections you get to know, especially with the coworkers too, because like I have friends for life now. Like I have so many friends just from being a hard worker, you know, working in the food industry, and they just become your family. Like I hang out with these people more than I hang out with anybody. Mm-hmm. They know dark secrets about me.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, they know the word. You come to, and they just know when something's wrong. You come into work like, you got yourself, man. What's going on? You spilling all the beans. Like.
Yeah, we did it. We did a stereotype episode, and one of the stereotypes was TMI Tina, and I am definitely TMI Tina. All of my coworkers know all of my dirt. They know way too much. Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely, those one of the things that I love. Like, I love the community and the environment, like the people that you get to meet, and I definitely love the fast cash. That is definitely, yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's amazing.
Hell yeah, sweet. Well, today we really want to talk about communication. That's going to be our topic. So much goes into running a restaurant, and communication is the core thing. It seems so simple, but I mean, from the second somebody walks in the door, you're communicating with the host, you're communicating with the busser, you're communicating with the expo or the POS system, and then sending it to the kitchen. And it's so much communication, right? And so much.
It's literally like a chain effect from down to the host all the way down. You know, me seeing it from both sides, me actually eventually becoming a GM, like I said, and then, you know, being on the server side and also being on the buster side, like I'm almost one of those people that was so hardworking that I've actually done every position in service industry except been a cook. I've never been a cook, but I've been everything else, from bartender to buster to barista to everything else. So, like, we literally lose communication on the smallest things. Like, I remember, like, one time, like, it could be, like, a host bringing in a cake for a party and lose the cake. Like, literally put it in the walk-in and the cake is gone. Never got to say birthday, you know, probably got the whole check comp at that point, but it was like,
oh my God, the cake. That's crazy. I've seen memes that are like, when parties come in and they bring cupcakes and you eat it because you think they're done, and then they ask you to box it up, and you're like, I just consumed all of it.
Like, yeah, we had to make a lie up about that one. Yeah, we dropped that. Definitely hit the ground. You don't want that one.
Though that really is like so important, because it's as simple as the host telling the server, "Hey, there's a cake in the walk-in." I've had times where I've been dropping a check on a large party because I'm like, "Anybody want it?" And they all say no, and so I drop the check, and they're like, "Oh no, we had a cake." I'm like, oh. Yeah. Somebody fucking told me.
Yeah, right. Oh, you guys had a cake? Oh, yeah, I do that. I was testing y'all.
I know nothing about it.
Well, my favorite miscommunication story, probably the best one I have, and I bring it up all the time. But I was serving in a really loud restaurant. I think we had like a live band that night or something. And my guest, I went up to them and I greeted them and I was like, "Can I get you started with anything? Like, we've got this margarita on special, blah 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 blah." And I thought they said vodka. And I was like, "Vodka?" And they were like, "No, water." And I was like, "Vodka." Like, "No." So we're screaming. I think they're telling me they want vodka, but they just want water.
Man.
And it's just so funny. It's my favorite miscommunication.
Did you give them vodka?
No. I mean, I eventually heard. It was just the concept of both of us screaming at each other.
Vodka neat, like, oh, they just give water out in small cups.
They just force them to drink.
Yeah.
Right? Or they're cheap. They're like, "Oh, I'll just have water. Vodka?"
Yeah, right. Yeah, so many miscommunication errors that happen on the smallest scale. You know, you get like, you're very like luxurious customers, because like I've worked in, like, you know, fine dining and such, and you know, we've had people in there who I don't know, but people are like, "Oh yeah, he's a millionaire." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, cool, you know, just be nice, so, you know, get him whatever he wants or whatever, and I'll take care of him." And they're like, "Yeah, oh, he wants like this really expensive bottle." And, you know, I'm like, "All right, cool." And it's not on the 86 list. And it's in the system. And it's okay. And then you go bring it in. And they're like, "We're 86. And I'm like, now I got to go tell the rich millionaire guy that we don't have something because you guys failed to communicate to me that we don't have anything. And that's just this poor communication. It happens in every restaurant, but it's just like, it always happens at the wrong moment when you got just like a raging customer. Just like the video I did about the steak, and they're like, you know, oh, I want the steak, and they're like, we're 86. And they're like, they've been waiting for 40 minutes for a steak, and you just telling me that you're 86? Like, what? That's crazy.
Wow.
That's like what are made of. It's so stressful, and it's unnecessary. Oh, yeah. It can all be avoided if you just communicate effectively.
Which is easier said than done.
Right, exactly. Way easier said than done. I had a situation where, so, you know, I was going through ups and downs as a, because like I said, I was a boxer at the same time when I was a server. So I was weight cutting, and so I was always hangry. Like, I would kill somebody at that point. Like, you know, I'm weight cutting. I'm supposed to be 154. I'm like walking around like 160. So I'm like losing weight and I can't eat and I'm serving. So, you know, I'm like really crazy at this point. And like, I like flipped out and like, I'm like, can I just be a host until this fight is over? You know, like, and I want to go host or whatever. And this is a situation where communication failed. My GM gets a call saying like, yeah, there's going to be a girl come in. You know, they have a big party in the back. Take her to the front and act like, oh, it's just going to be them two. And then they're going to go to the back. It's going to be a big party. I never got the message. So, I take them straight to the back and like, she sees everybody and they're like, they weren't ready for the surprise. They have, like, they're like putting stuff down. They're like, oh my God, you're not supposed to be here yet. And I'm just like, I knew nothing of this. I'm so sorry. The girl was so mad at me and I could nothing but be apologetic. I knew nothing of it.
Oh, but man. Yeah, I've had all the time. I've had a few situations like that where I was told, oh, that person's going to be paying. It's a surprise party, the cake. Yeah. And I went up and I thought I was being real sly and I was like, hey, so that cake, when did you want it to come out? And she looked at me and then she looked at the person next to him and they were like, it's her birthday. And I was like, well, yeah. What? And so I like ruined all of it and they were really mad and then they felt bad for being mad, but
yeah.
It's the worst because you don't have bad intentions, but
yeah, no, not at all.
Oh boy.
Yeah, definitely. Communication is always a fail. Like, I don't know why it's like that, but it always misses one link, especially like, you know, working anywhere. Like, you know, you just shout it out, you know, 86, whatever. And they're like, heard. And there's always one person that just never heard. And they're the person whose guest wants it the most. Like, they're like a guest will come in like, I will die if I don't have lemon water right now. Or 86 lemon. You're the only person that doesn't know. It's like, I don't get it. It's always like the thing that you run out of that people want the most on that day.
And the worst is on like a busy shift when you're out of multiple things and you find out when you're like, okay, you don't have steak, I'll have the scallops. And then you come back, you're like, oh, we don't have scallops. They're like, okay,
yeah, right.
I'll have a chicken sandwich. Then you come back, we're like, we're out of arugula. They're like, what the hell?
Why are you guys open? Like, what do you have? Like, you know what? I don't know because 86 is just the number that, you know, haunts me on a late night, you know?
While Presley and I were working before all of this COVID mess, sometimes even amongst the guys on the line, they weren't on the same page. Like I'd have one guy tell me, oh, we don't have this. And so I'd go tell the guest and then I'd come back and another chef would be like, no, we have more out back. And then I come back, okay, so we have this? And then I ring it in and the other guy goes, we don't have that. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna be back and forth. You guys gotta figure it out.
Yeah, right. And that's the point, you get the manager involved and they're pretty much useless most of the time.
Yeah,
they're just like nothing to do. I mean, I know from personally being a manager, it's nothing pretty much you can do. Like, I remember one time where I was supposed to comp, I'm the manager at this like really popular, like I work there now, but it's really popular. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Green Eggs Cafe, but it's super popular. It's like a brunch spot. It's like, and one of the owner of the company, he texts me like, yeah, my aunt's coming in. Can you comp her check? She's going to have on black, whatever. And she sits down and I comped the wrong one because she never said who she was.
Oh no.
I just saw a woman with all black on and I was like, all right, that has to be her check. And I comped the wrong one. And like, I don't think he ever found out, but I was just like, yeah, I comped it. I took care of it. He's like, all right, yeah, cool. Thank you. I was like, oh my God.
You made that other person's day.
Yeah, right. They're like, all right, cool, whatever. I'm like, yeah. Because they accepted it. Like, they thought that it was for them. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it was completely not for them.
Like, secretly holding a grudge, and she cuts him out of her will because he...
They meet each other at the family reunion, and it's like, I don't want to be here.
That reminds me, it drives me crazy when you drop food off to the wrong table and they happily accept it.
Oh, that is the worst.
Like, oh, I thought that this plate of ribs was just complimentary.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's some people that are really shy and will do that. Some people give it back, but I hate when people take it. Like, you know, like every spot that you work in doesn't have seat numbers. So, you know, you don't know what seat. You just call it out when you're carrying it out, you know? And sometimes people will just take it, like, and just, like, eat it. Like, oh, I thought that was such and such. Like, you know, well, that wasn't what you thought it was. You just took it because we gave it to you. You know it wasn't yours.
Yep. That's actually my favorite excuse when I fuck up or, like, something, I forget to ring something in. I always go to the table and I either say one of two things. I'll say the food came out and it wasn't up to par. I wouldn't eat it, so I had them remake it for you. And they're like, oh, thank you. Or I tell them it was brought to the wrong table and they ate it. And I'll like point at a table and I'm like, they're eating it over there. So go yell at them. And obviously they're not going to go like say anything to that person, but it makes them laugh a little bit. Yeah.
Nice. That's a good excuse. My go-to is like, yeah, when it was coming up, I caught a hair on the plate, so I had them remake it. And they always like, oh, thank you. Thank God. Thank God you were there. You know, you saved my life. Yeah, the hair would have really got you.
You're just a hero out there doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, you know, I'm just out here, you know, just helping the world one table at a time. Yeah. But definitely, I hate when people take stuff that is not theirs. And I actually hate calling out stuff when I'm doing it. Like, I like table seat numbers. But even with the seat numbers, people are, like, weird.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a food runner. Like, I've worked at spots where we use seat numbers. And without fail, food runners will end up somehow screwing it up. And it's like,
oh, yeah, 100%. They'll definitely screw up.
Why do we take the time to ring everything in under seat numbers when you're going to be off one? And it's just going to...
And then they don't even, it's like, I've been in restaurants. Like, I don't understand how people don't know what they got. Like, I don't get it. Like, you'll bring it out and you'll have it like, oh yeah, chicken and waffles. And they're looking like, what did I order? Like, what do you mean? What did you order? I thought you were hungry. What did you come here for? I know exactly what I got whenever I go somewhere 10 miles away. I'm like, that's my food. It came up. I can smell it. I know it. That's mine. Give it to me. And I'm always praised, like, when there's, like, a person at the table, like, no, Mom, you got this. And he's, like, Morgan, I'm like, thank you for being here, because Mom was definitely going to eat this kid's stuff.
Take charge. Let him know.
Yeah. I love the charge taker with the food, because, you know, you get to drop it, and they're like, I don't think I ordered this. Like, no, you ordered a turkey and ham sandwich. This is turkey, and this is ham, and this is two pieces of bread. That's the sandwich.
I've had to tell someone and be like, no, sir, I'm sorry. You ordered the burger. This is salmon.
Like, yeah, right. So why do I have to tell you? What did you come here for? Are you just here? Like, I don't get it. Are you guys on a meeting? Like, how did you forget what you ordered?
Are you okay? Do you need me to call someone?
Yeah, right.
Or
you
when...
know what? So you didn't...
I hate when nobody responds and you were like, calling something out, and one of you got it. They all just stare. They don't even talk to each other. They just stare at you.
Oh, that's the worst. I like the one. I hate the one where they're just like on their phone and they're sitting there on their phone, and you're trying to drop the food off, and like, dude, I need you to move your hands and your phone so I can drop your food off. People like go out and at these restaurants have no restaurant etiquette. Like, they just don't know what it is like ever. And I wouldn't have either. I would have no etiquette if I didn't come. Like, I always thought that you were supposed to leave $5 as a tip. That's just what my grandma did. I never knew that you were supposed to go off a percentage until I started working there. So, I would have never known. And some people just never know because they never worked in the industry or never had anybody work in the industry.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be in the industry to know that stuff. Before I was in the industry. I went into a restaurant. I must have been like 14 years old. I went with a friend. My mom dropped us off as a big deal. And when the check came, it was like, okay, why would I pay more? I think my friend said something like, oh, you have to leave a tip. And I was like, why would I? I already paid for the food. What else do I have to pay for? And I didn't tip. And I live with that every day. And this is the first time I'm voicing it now. I feel like every bad tip I've gotten is karma from that.
It definitely is. The server gods are hearing you right now.
Oh.
I would would just have to say that I was raised right and both of y'all are
correct. Hey, man, I believe you. I was not raised right when it came down to that. My grandma was like, yeah, this leaves you $5 every time, baby. I'm like, all right, cool. My grandma, this checked $100. Yeah, this leaves $5. All right, cool. I got there and it was like, yeah, that's not cool. I'm like, oh, bad grandma.
Yeah. And then we get the miscommunication we've talked about this multiple times. It's one of me and Connor's biggest pet peeves is like when a table wants to split a check and they're like, oh, put X amount on this and X amount on that. And then they don't communicate. And then no one ends up tipping, or they tip on.
Yeah.
One person says, oh, don't worry, I'll tip. And then they tip on their portion and not the whole check. Oh, right. That's
the worst. It is the worst. Splitting checks, it's just the worst. When you want to go eat, I just hate splitting checks. And then you have the one, oh yeah, put, like they'll add it in, like, okay, oh, yeah, no, so it'll be a $4 tip. Okay, put 20 on this card and put 20 on this card. And then they'll be like, well, if you put 20 on both cards, the check is only $30. So, you know, I'm just going to split it evenly. And then you guys write the tips in.
Yeah.
Because they just don't, they'll do the math before the card is even swiped. It's like, no.
Or when
you do the math before the tip.
When some people are factoring tip in their head and others aren't. And so then some people don't realize that their whole portion went toward the bill and then the other person only tips on what they paid. And it just starts to get messy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really messy.
Or the weird autograt conversation where you're like,
oh yeah.
Do you roll the dice and hope that they tip you more? Do you not put an autograt and try and encourage them to tip you more than that?
Do you guys have a standard autograt for your restaurant? Like, was it 18%?
It's 20% for parties of 10 or more.
Ooh, that is amazing. Only ours can only go up to 18.
I think it's because we're in LA. People are just used to overpaying in Los Angeles.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, so we have the 18% here, and then some. My other, I work at two restaurants. My other restaurant, you're not allowed to grab at all. So, I mean, you roll a dice on like a table of 12, 14-year-olds.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever,
thing ever,
Malik, have you ever confronted a table for not tipping? Like, I've had instances where it was like a crazy Super Bowl Sunday, and I had five tables that were all camping. One's check was like $500, $600. I was cocktailing them for hours and they tipped me like not even 10%. So before they, obviously I only have five tables for my whole entire shift. They're being one of the ones I was banking on making money off of. And I went up to them and I was like, hey, was everything okay with your service? They're like, yeah, it was great. Why? And I was like, well, your tip says that I didn't do my job. So I was mad.
Yeah.
And I've had conversations. Yeah, I've had conversations with managers about it. And I've had managers say, if you do that in my restaurant, you will be fired on the spot. And then I've had other managers say, you know, don't tell me that. It's okay that you do that stuff, but don't tell me.
Yeah, I was like the cool manager that was already a server. So like, I was like, man, if somebody does that to you, I got your back. So like, I mean, I won't show that I have your back right there in the situation, but like, I won't like get you fired or anything. Like, if you got to handle your business, handle your business. But like, I've had situations like that where I was serving a party of seven, and this is at the job where I can't do a grant. They rung up about like $400 worth of stuff, and I go to drop the check, and I give them their stuff, and they leave me like $2 and a couple like some change. And I was like, you know, I was going to say something. I was going to be like, you know, what's wrong with my service? But I didn't say that, so I just took all the change and I gave it back to him. And it was like, oh, no, that's your tip. And I picked it up. I said, this is my tip? She said, yeah, that's your tip. I said, that's not a tip. And I put it back down.
Oh, damn. Yes.
She's like, that's your tip. I was like, that's not a tip. And I put it back down, and they took it. They didn't leave more, but that's not a tip. What am I going to do with $2? Going to train the guy? I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But that's my only chance to do it, like actually doing that. Like, I've never really, because, like, where I work at, we pull tips anyway, so it never really, really dawns on me to get at somebody, because it's like, we're all working together, but.
Yeah, it all balances out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I just grin and bear it.
Yeah. Connor's a nice guy.
Ups and downs.
Connor gives really great service. He hits all of the points. He's very professional. He tends to each person what they need. You're shaking your head. It's your theater. You are a performer, Connor. I love watching you talk to tables.
people call me out all the time. I sometimes get strangely formal. I don't know where it comes from. I did work fine dining at one point, so I feel like some of that just like
ingrained. Oh, you big fake.
I'll be like at a table and I just, the words that will come out, I don't even realize that they're strange, but my coworkers will walk by me and then we go back to the server station. They're
And I'm like, okay. I get it. Definitely. I definitely put on my my accents, my fake accents when I have to. Like, I gotta make that pre-snap read, like, whatever table I'm going up to. Like, all right, you know what I mean? It looks like these guys are gonna joke around a bit. I give them some jokes. But that's pretty
much. Size them up, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely gotta butter them up a bit. Yeah, definitely. One of my favorites is, like, walking up to, like a really old couple and, like, and I'll walk up to them and like, and I'll be like, all right, you guys want some shots? And like, they always like laugh about that. It's like a good starter. You guys want some shots? And they're like, oh no, it's 9 a.m. And I'll just laugh it off. And then next thing you know, all right, I'm good.
Okay. How many times have you had a birthday for an old person? And they're like, they're 21.
Oh yeah. All the time. All the time I get that. Or like I'll get, which kind of is like annoying, but like, it's like, they'll be like, okay, what do you do? What do you guys do for birthdays? And I'll be like, you know, we don't really do much. I'm like, oh, we don't do really much anything. You know, you guys have candles? I'm like, yeah, we got candles. I'll put a candle or something. And they'll be like, all right, yeah, we'll take one candle because it's my grandma's birthday. She's 20. I'm like, she's not 20. She's clearly not 20.
Feel like it's the oldest joke in the book. And I feel like maybe the first or second time that I heard it or used it, it was funny. And now I hear it and I'm like, ugh. That's like, my name is Presley, and every table, most tables, I'll say, hey guys, I'm Presley. I'm going to be taking care of you. Oh, like Elvis? Yeah, just like Elvis. Anyways, vodka?
Yeah, right. Do you guys ever have like somebody like guests always like botch your name? Do you like always say your name and they always say something else?
Well, you probably struggle with that because your name is a little
All the time.
Yeah, it's not common.
All the time. Like, I'll get a botch just due to the volume in the restaurant. Like, I'll be like, all right, my name's Malik. And they're like, Blake? And I'm like, my name's Malik. And they're like, Lee? And I'm like, I don't look like a Blake or a Lee. When they say Blake or Lee, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, let's go.
My name often gets mistaken for Colin or Corey.
Okay. Do you just go with it?
I just go with it. I just
will. Yeah. I'm like, I'm Louise, whatever. It's Blake. I'm Blake, whatever.
And Colin.
Yeah.
Circling back to communication, we talked a little bit about like how important it is and how much it sucks when you under-communicate, but it also can be really grating when you get over-communicators. When you get
like,
person at the table that feels like they're responsible for everyone's order. And so like you're taking orders and so they go around and somebody will be like, oh, I'll have the burger. And then this random woman will be like, well, do you want the lettuce on it? Because there's lettuce, there's tomato. He's going to have the no aioli. No, the aioli's fine. And he's like, okay, well, put it on the side. I'm like, why jumping in here? Like, nobody.
Yeah, right. I hate that. I hate that. Because they'll order for somebody and that's not what they want. And it'll come to the table and they're like, yeah, I don't want this. Like, well, she ordered for you. You know, like, I don't take that out with her. She ordered for you. She said, you wanted this, you wanted that, that's his. I hate that. You're doing too much. And when they order for somebody that's in the bathroom, it's like...
They just risk it.
Yeah, they're just like winging it. Like, all right, like, do you know if he wants french fries or a salad? Yeah, he'll take fries. He's like, yeah, I'm on a diet. Okay? you gotta do all these things. Like, people just over trying to, you know, compensate for a person not being there. Or
if it is a big party and then you have like five different people that come up and tell you that it's so-and-so's birthday, you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it. I understand. Balance. Yeah,
better safe than sorry, but it still is really annoying when it's like, okay, everyone can relax. You're here to enjoy yourselves. We got.
The birthday thing, it drives me crazy, especially because we don't do anything for birthdays. So like, it just drives me up a wall because people are always like, they'll ask you the same question in four different ways. Like, yo, you guys do anything for birthdays? So I'm like, no. You guys have any candles? Of course, we don't have candles right now. So you guys don't do anything for birthdays? Like, you just asked, no, you don't? I'm sorry. I don't know. You guys don't have a candle? Yeah, you just said that, and it's like a harmonizing. Someone have it.
So I've worked somewhere that specialized in beer and beer only. They didn't serve anything else. I mean, like, Coke products and just sodas, but no hard liquor. And I've had tables come in to that place and request shots of Patron, Like, I'm sorry, we're a brewery. We really like to focus on the beer. I've had people come in and say, I'll take a Heineken. Like, I'm sorry, we are not Heineken. We have our own beer. This is going to be similar to it. And they go, okay, well, how about Bud Light? I've had a woman, and this happened all the time.
Every domestic.
Every domestic. I've had a woman come in and look me dead in the eyes and say, I want a Bud Light, make it cold. And I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, we're a brewery. We don't have Bud Light, but I have this. It's going to be similar, and if it's probably going to be better. She goes, well, Bud Light's the only thing I drink. Does it taste as good as Bud Light? We're in a craft brewery. Of course it's going to taste better.
Yeah, right?
Oh, but multiple times, it's like the first time you say it, they don't register, and they think asking again is going to change my answer. It blows my mind.
Light lady also ordered a well-done steak with ketchup.
Oh, God. Well done, steak. Well done, steak people. I don't know, man.
What's wrong with that? Them?
I don't know. Why would you do that to the steak? Think about the steak. You know what I mean?
Steak isn't cheap most of the time, so you're going
you're killing it.
A charcoal brick for $20-something.
Yeah, I don't understand well done steak people. Me and Rare all day.
I've had people ask for it burnt. And I will literally type in the POS, burn the shit out of it. And then the kitchen is like, what?
Hockey puck.
Yeah.
I do hockey puck.
That's a good one. And the kitchen's like, what?
Yeah, I don't understand people. Like, yeah, that sounds like a person that would order a butt like that way. Would definitely get a well-done steak.
bringing shit in the POS, like you were saying, though, I'm guilty of over-communicating there because I've had so many stupid questions when I don't explicitly state how I want someone's modifications. But then I get shit from some of the line cooks who are like, we don't need like 5 lines of typing.
Yeah.
And so, but then the time,
type out appetizer.
The time that I don't do it, they always send an expo over or the chef comes and finds me and is like, wait, so what do they want? And I'm like, you know, damned if I do, damned if I don't. I either
open right.
Explain. I haven't figured out the perfect balance of modifications.
Yeah, I've worked very corporate, and what they do is they make you use the buttons and you can't special mod and type messages in.
Oh,
and if you do need to, then you have to get a manager to do that, or you have to go straight to them. Like, they won't make it unless it's inventory typed in. But then I've also worked other places where it's like anything goes, just like communicate as best as you can, so there isn't like a code that you have to use.
Right. Those type of places can get pretty bad though when people want to do too much. Like, I hate when people like come in and like, yeah, I have 3 eggs, I have 1 over easy, 1 sunny side up, and 1 scramble. Like, bro, we're not doing that. All right, it's not gonna happen. You think if I take that to my chef, I'm going to get German suplex? All right, it's not gonna happen. Just cancel. Just nix all that. It's not gonna happen. You're going to get scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up. Pick one, all right? You don't have no secret teams, none of that. It's crazy. It's like, yeah, I have an omelet with 2 egg white eggs and 1 regular egg. Like, bro, you think that? You're not at home. That's not happening, all right?
Yep. And then you always have the chef that's like, yeah, we'll do anything for everyone. And then you have the chef that's like, no, fuck that. This is our menu. We're not doing
shit.
But then the guest is like, but you did it for me last time.
Oh, I hate that. Oh my God, did it for me last time, person.
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, you might as well clock in. Hate that. Oh yeah, you guys have tortillas and you guys have shrimp. Can you guys just make me a quesadilla? Like, no, that's not how it works. Just because we have the items, we just can't make you it. Like, you guys have I see you guys have corn and I see you guys have bananas. Can you make me a sweet potato pie? Like, they don't even add up. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you want from me? All right? Like, stop this. Stop it. I got it last time. No, you didn't. They sell pies across the street. Well, go get a pie from me across the street. That's not going to happen. Stop it. People are just crazy. I can't deal with them. I can't deal with these people, right? But, you know, I love the industry. So, I mean, I guess I do deal with it. But people are nuts.
All we do is bitch, but we put up with so much shit, but we like the people, we like the money, we like the hustle.
Yeah. It's like, I would rather be doing that right now than just sitting around not doing anything, you know? I'd rather be dealing with Karen and telling me that she got pizza at the breakfast store at 6 in the morning. Like, we don't have pizza. I you guys have pizza. You guys used to always have pizza. No, I've been here for 10 years. We never had pizza, not once.
I had a woman in mind lose her, like, flat out scream at me once about calamari that she could have sworn was on the menu last time that we didn't have at that spot. And she was just,
it's so crazy.
I know you had calamari. And like, what is taken? And the people with her were like, what is happening? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have squid for you. I don't know.
I hate the weird question people, like people that just have like the weirdest questions, like, oh, is this pasteurized? Is this kosher? Is this farm raised? Is it wild caught? Like, just eat it. Eat it. It's food. You came here to eat. Eat it. Put it. Shovel it. Just eat it. They're like, oh yeah, is it calamari farm raised? Like, come on, nobody ain't raised no squid. Come on, man. Why are you asking these questions? I don't know. You know, most restaurants always have like a little pamphlet about like their farm or whatever. Yeah, I want to know about the farm. I don't know about the farm. There's no farm. We're in a metropolitan right now. There's no farm. There's no chickens in the back. All right.
Definitely depends on what kind of restaurant you're working at. If it's fine dining, sure, I'll tell you about where the cheese is from. If it's like,
yeah, I get it, yeah.
Or a really like chill vibe. No, I'm not going to go into how the cheese is cultivated and pasteurized, all that stuff. Like,
yeah, I'm not like.
It's good.
It's food. It's food. And you can eat it, you know, or not. One, pick one. Pick a lane.
So
you came here for this or what?
Like 3 months before COVID happened, I had a mom and a daughter come in. And I went up to the table to take their order. I took the mom's order. She asked a silly question. I don't know what it was. But then she looks at her daughter, and her daughter is like, can I order? And she made a face like, yeah, hon, go ahead and ask her. And this, she must have been like maybe 15 years old, looks at me and goes, what's in the Caesar salad? I was like,
what?
Wait, hold on. First off, mom, why did you tell her to ask me? Two, you're 15, you can read. Three, Caesar salads are generally all pretty basic and the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much universally about the same thing wherever you go.
I think it is funny that her mom was like, go ahead, ask her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it. She wants her, you know, to come out of her shell. That was just like, I had to not make a face. I'm pretty sure I made a face kind of like, well.
What? Yeah, I would have made a face too.
I'll point right here.
Right. All it is romaine and Caesar and an open mind. Some croutons and a little ambition. Like, what do you want from me? People come from crazy.
When people ask really stupid questions, they're usually looking for like one particular thing. Like, she probably wanted to know if there were anchovies in it, but then why don't you ask, are there anchovies in it? Like, that's like the same thing as when people are like, what dressings do you have? And so you list like 25 dressings. They're like, no Thousand Island? And like, if you want
there.
Why don't you ask if I have Thousand Island?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you get. Why, how about you just say what you want? Help me to help you. Crazy. I also hate when people like tell their kids to order, especially when they're younger than 15. It's like, oh yeah, Tommy, tell them what you want. Like, this is going to be all day. Like, he's like, can I have a like, oh my God, just pick this three items. Just point at one, please. Give me order for him.
Or
always when your hands are full and you're in the weeds, and they're like, we're ready to order. And then they look at their, like, Tommy, what do you want? And they just pats his face in his dad's arm.
Like, yeah, right.
Tell the man what you want. I'm like, I do not have time for this.
Yeah, right. I don't have time for this. Like, you got to bring out the shell right now, or I'm going to order for you. You're getting chicken fingers and fries. Hey, you're getting chicken fingers and fries.
Or when you're serving a table and all of them are shouting at you at the same time. They're all trying to order over each other and you're like,
Oh yeah.
At that point I will literally say, guys, you're grown men, one at a time.
Usually drinks. It's like somebody will be like, oh, can I get, and then three of them will start shouting drink orders and you're like, okay, give me a sec.
Mm-mm. Yeah, people don't have any restaurant etiquette. They don't know when to talk. They're just shouting out stuff. Can I have the? Give me a second. You first. What do you want for $500? No.
It's crazy that these are like supposed to be functioning human beings as well. I mean, being in the industry and all these things, it's like very. Come on, dude. You think that. Yeah. As an adult doing something like dining, you would kind of start to curate what's acceptable and what's not. And we actually, we have a decent amount of followers that listen to the podcast never been in the industry before, but solely because they want to know what we experience so that they don't step on our toes, because there's a lot of things that they really don't know. So if you're a server out, or if you're not a server out there and you're listening to this, take notes and share with your friends.
Definitely take notes.
I had friends that listened to our pet peeves episode early on, and they were like blowing me up with text messages like, oh my God, I didn't know that was bad. I do that all the time. And I'm like, wow, okay, well.
Yeah, well, you learn something new. Stay tuned every week then. You're going to learn about a lot. Come in, be quiet. I want you to be quiet, but I want you to order. So I don't know how you're going to figure that out, but I need you to figure it out.
There's definitely an element of us being impossible to please as well.
Yeah, true, like, true.
Yeah, and then we're like, stop shouting at me all at once. It's like,
yeah, right. I want you to be ready to order when you sit down, but give me a second because I got another table. Right? What do you want? Well, we got our own stuff too, but you know.
Yeah, or there's always the coworker that's complaining when it's too slow, and then as soon as it's busy, they're complaining that it's too busy.
Oh yeah, 100%. They just get smacked out of nowhere, just in the weeds, like always in the weeds, because oh, it was too slow, and then now you're all lethargic and lazy, and then you get four tables in a row, and you're like, oh my God, I'm busy, I'm running around. Like, oh, well,
what's crazy is how we all internally deal with this stuff. Like, I'll do that. I'll go into a shift and I'll be like, game on, and then it's slow, and then I'll get into a slow mode, and then it gets busy again. Like, what goes on internally? I feel psychotic because I'm like, it's all a mind game. It's like, all right, stay in the groove, go with the flow, like keep the energy high.
As many jobs as we do, and the personalities that we deal with, we should probably have like server therapy. That should probably be a thing. We probably need like at all times, like have a therapist just like in the server bathroom or the walk-in or wherever you go to cry. Just like, what happened now? They're like, oh, they're under the chimney. You know, I don't know. Like, we definitely need it though, because we do it so much. I feel like being a server or like just working in the industry, that should be like, forget college. You should have to do that at least like 6 months. Just to know some personality. Like, every president should have to be a server for a year. Every single one of them. Just to know people. Because you got to know people.
And people. Yeah, you got to learn people.
You got to learn people. That's the fastest way to learn people. Because people are crazy.
Could you imagine Trump trying to serve a table?
Oh, we're 86.
What does that mean?
Everything he tried to sell as special, he would just be like, oh, it's beautiful. It's the best.
Yeah, right.
Believe me, there's not finer shrimp anywhere. It's beautiful.
I made it myself. I grew it myself.
It's not Trump. That's the best I can do.
Was that a Brooklyn accent?
You ever had that moment when people ask you about a special that you've never tasted? Like, what do you usually say?
Oh, I bullshit it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the greatest thing ever.
I'm too honest. I'm very honest to my tables.
You're like, I've never had it before?
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I've never had it, or honestly, tastes like shit, don't like it, too spicy, or too this, or I'm super honest, and all of my tables appreciate it. I haven't had one person get upset about it.
Yeah. If it's something I completely don't know about, then I won't bullshit it, but if it's something like I know, like, special today is a turkey club, like, oh, how's the turkey club? Well, fuck, first off, it's a turkey club, so I mean, can't pretty much. You can fucking wing that shit and make it. But I always usually go, like, I had it for breakfast, or I'm getting it this much. That's usually my go-tos.
Yeah.
That would work. That would work on me.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get that for lunch. So I mean, you tell me. Or like, oh, I had it for breakfast. It'd be great. One or the other, I usually say.
Yeah.
No, wait. How many times do you guys give a guest decaf instead of regular when you guys are out of regular?
Did you? So we did a server confession episode, and Connor's confession. I was there for the shift. Connor served a table of like 20 old people, regular instead of decaf.
Ooh, all 20 of those people are not here anymore.
I did it this time.
One of those 20 are not here.
Well, because at first it was like one or two people that wanted decaf. And then when he brought, we didn't have decaf, didn't want to brew it. And he brought it over. Then everyone else was like, oh, yeah, we'll have some too.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. I'm definitely giving out my decafs for regular and my regulars for decaf. People are thinking they're waking up and they're getting decaf. When it's not brewed, I'm sorry. Like, I'm in the weeds. You're getting regular. Or, like,
you don't have the time. You're like, this will do.
Yeah, it'll do. I mean, it's hot. It's brown.
It's coffee. It's going to make me poop. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I do that all the time when people ask for things that, you know, it is what it is. Or, like, if I'm, like, too weeded and there's, like, a table that's never been here before and they're like, oh, yeah, I have, like, a chicken sandwich. And I know it comes with a side, but we have so many sides. It's like, I'm not listening to all the sides. You're getting French fries.
Yeah.
You're getting fries. Yeah, you're getting a chicken sandwich with fries. And they're like, does that come with a side? Yeah, you're getting fries. Come with fries.
Gotta tell them.
All the time, all the time, all the time. It happens. These things happen. I mean, we're not perfect.
No.
We just do the best we can.
Yes, we do. We do the best we can. We're definitely not perfect. We try our best, and we're handling so many jobs at once. It's like crazy. Like, you know, I had a table tell me, like, you're doing communication, you're doing mathematics, you're doing so much at once, and I don't think we get enough credit for it. I think people just look at us as a service, but we're doing a lot more than a lot of people doing at these jobs.
If you read the comments on, like, any Instagram post where people talk about tipping, there's inevitably going to be some people that have never served that are like, oh yeah, you deserve so much money for carrying a plate. It's like, if you think that's all serving is.
Right. If you think that's all serving is, you go please tell Karen that we never sold pizza here before. Right. You go tell her. See how long that, see how that's going to be. And after you finish that, you go to the back and tell her we ain't got it. It's like, you got said it four times. Hurry up.
And on top of all that, we have to smile through it and, like, cater to each table.
And each table's different. You got to cater a different way to every single table, every single person. You got your super aggressive people just screaming at you the whole time. I had a guest not too long ago, right before this COVID thing happened. And, you know, the place I work at is like, it's like a delicacy. It's called Famous 4th Street Delicacy. And do we give out pickles for, like, the start complimentary thing? They're like half sours and full sours. So I give the lady the pickles. She eats the pickle. And as I'm walking away, I'm like, okay, I'll be right back to take the order. I'm walking away. She's like, hey, you ain't telling me this was going to have vinegar on it? I'm like, what? It's a pickle. It's a pickle. But you look at it. It's the pickles. They're pickles. You know what they taste like. You've never had a pickle? Like, why would you eat it? I don't get it. I have no idea. I really don't get where people come from with their crazy requests. Like, I had another guest with another crazy request. He's like, this actually was on my Instagram. He was like, you know, I have a Virgin Bloody Mary. And at this place that I'm working at, we don't serve liquor. He's like, I have a Virgin Bloody Mary. And I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. We actually don't serve liquor here. He's like, yeah, that's why I asked for a virgin. I'm like, okay, so do you want tomato juice? He's like, no, I want, like, you know, like horseradish and, you know, the spices and peppers and stuff inside. I'm like, yeah, again, sir, we don't serve liquor, so I don't. So yeah, but I'm asking for a virgin. Why will we carry a Virgin Bloody Mary mix with no liquor, sir? It's like having ice cream cones with no ice cream. What are you saying? What do you want from me?
Just squeeze some ketchup into a glass and be like, here you go.
Yeah, it's like, you think you're about to make you a virgin Bloody Mary from scratch? Like, I don't know what you want from me, dog. Like, I can't help you there. People are crazy.
Oh, boy. I love what we do. It's it's very heart fulfilling to do this stuff on the daily.
It is. It's a crazy industry in itself. I kind of really always compare this industry to like pro athletes and like WWE guys, because like it's like our world of our own. It's like a lot of people don't know about it, but like people that are in are like all the way in. You know, like you can say 86 to somebody, they have no idea what we're talking about, but like we all know. Like it's a whole different world compared to like, you know, the regular corporate world, if you will. It's just crazy, like, how it works. Like, relationships at work and just the wildness that just goes on. Like, craziness.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
It definitely is a lifestyle. I'm talking clopening. Like, closing at 11, at work at 6 a.m. Like, and you went out for drinks with the whole crew. Like, it's crazy.
Classic cloping move.
Oh, my God. Like, I got pretty much probably the highest percent of job that people work hungover. Like, like I don't know any job where somebody is hungover more than serving.
That was my favorite part about Saturday and Sunday mornings, because everybody was on the same level. Everybody had closed that night, gone out for drinks, come in, and just hungover as shit, hating their lives, dealing with the brunch rush.
Yeah. And then you're like, just wasted wobbling the tables. Like, oh my God. It's like, I count how many times I powered through being like, it's like, so you're always like super hungover. Like, oh my God, I've never been this hungover. And you power through a shift. And then the next, like, that next week, you're like, I've never been this hungover. It's the one. Like, and it's guaranteed to happen again. Like, oh my God, my God. Dude, you drank like 2 bottles last night. How are you even moving? I don't know. It's crazy. Give me some coffee.
And we're so good at faking like our server persona that we can just be on autopilot. So you're like, right, there, sweating out the booze from the night before on 2 hours sleep. But you're like, hi, everybody. How are we doing today?
So, yeah, right. Shots? Y'all want to do some shots? Keep the party going? Yeah, that is insane, man. Like that, I don't think anybody works as drunk as servers do. Like, yeah, we put on a good, pretty good poker face too, man.
Hell yeah, we do.
If you don't, you're fired.
No, yeah, 100%, you'll be fired. Yeah, it's like you'll get fired for that. Like unwritten rules, like how people that smoke, they can get like unlimited smoke breaks, and like people that don't never get a break. I feel like never get a break at all. I remember one time, my manager got mad at me one time because there was, I think it was a solar eclipse or the eclipse or something. It was during the daytime. And I went to go take a picture of it. And he like sees me. He's like, what are you doing on your phone out here taking pictures of the sky? And I'm like, well, I just want to take a picture of the eclipse. But nobody ever says anything to Greg that smokes like 9 times a day. I'm literally out here for like 2 seconds. Like, he takes like 9 smoke breaks a day. Like,
yeah.
This is never brought up in any conversation ever.
Yeah, that's always driven me crazy too. I mean, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, which is one of the weirdest accomplishments that I have. But yeah, my whole life it's, and then you end up picking up the slack for the people that are always outside. That used to drive me so crazy. It's like, that's not fair.
Right back to lack of communication when people are outside smoking. You don't know where they are. This section is just waving people out. It's like, oh, well, he went out to smoke. I didn't know. You ain't going to tell me? Can I go out for a fresh air? Is that cool?
I've been on both sides of that. In my early 20s, I was a smoker, and so I would benefit from smoke breaks. And then once I quit, I was like, oh, I guess I don't get those anymore.
That's so weird. It's not ever talked about either. Damn.
It's never brought up in a conversation about like, yeah, like when we have like pre-shift or some restaurants don't even do pre-shift, lack communication right there. But when I used to pre-shift, like I even me as a GM, I never even bothered about it. Even though we only had one smoker on the staff, but it was like, yeah, they take infinite breaks. Nobody ever brings it up. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Wow.
But anyway, back to the fish of the day. Like, we just never bring it up. Even when like, it's us. I don't get it. We just never... This is going to be a thing forever, I guess.
It's the way it is.
It's the way it is, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, this is great. This is awesome.
You're a funny guy, Malik. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course.
And this has really made my week. I really look forward to doing these podcasts and meeting new people like this. It's especially in quarantine. I'm like, going crazy, and this is like, this podcast is my biggest tie to the server world still, and I'm like holding on to it so much. I like don't miss serving, but I miss the community of it and just talking about all this absurd shit that is normal for us.
I know, like so many absurd stories that happen. It's just normal for us, and like people are like, yo, that happened at work. I'm like, yeah, that happened at work. Crazy. And like when you're like talking to someone, and they're like, oh, what time do you get off? You're like, well, 7-ish, I guess, because there's no really out time for us. It's like whenever my last table leaves, it could be 7, it could be 8, it could be 9.
That is my biggest pet peeve, is people who aren't in the industry, never have been, they ask you what time you're off. Don't fucking ask me that. I don't ever know. I will never know.
Like, never know. It's like impossible to even date somebody outside of the service industry if you're in the service industry, because they just won't get it. It's like almost impossible. It's like, what do you mean you don't know when you get off? I don't know when I get off. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I started working in the industry and I was like, so what time am I off? And that was a really hard learning curve for me too. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, but then once you get it, you get it.
Yeah, and then like me being a GM, like I have, you know, hiring people, and like you get the ones that get it, and then like there's some that like are used to like this maybe like retail work or whatever. You just never can grasp like how the server life is. They just can't grasp it. Like, oh, so we don't get to sit down for 8 hours or 10 hours? Like, no, you're working. Let's go. When do we get to eat? If there's dead food in the window, I'll let you have a fry, maybe.
And you must inhale, no chewing.
Yeah, no chewing. You better hurry up and get there before Chelsea does, because she's a monster.
Oh, last thing on communication, dead food. Do you communicate when food's dead, or do you put it in a box and hoard it for yourselves?
It depends on if, you know, who's around and who saw, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my boy saw it, I might give him, slide him a piece, but if ain't nobody see it, that thing might go in the box. I don't know. It depends. You know, you got to select people that you hook up, you know what I'm saying? Because it depends on where you work. I might hook up the bartenders. They might hook me up with a drink. You know, you weigh your options. You might hook up with with one of the hosts. She might let you go, you know, take on a date. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, any last wise words that you want to share with our fellow servers or us?
Man, I just hope everybody's safe during this whole COVID thing and everything. It goes back to normal. I know it's going to be very weird when we get out of this. So the first couple months are going to be a little shaky, but I think we'll get back to the good old America that we used to be. Make sure you guys tip 20%, though. That's what I want to do on there.
Always.
30 if you're, you know, a really good human.
Yeah, true. All right. Well, Malik, again, thank you so much for being here. You crack us up. So, Connor, hope you're doing okay. I miss you, too. We don't get to chat often. I hope that you're doing wonderfully. And everybody else, I know that it's super tough times right now. We all have a lot going on, but we're going to get through this. We're going to take it one day at a time, stay positive, try and stay productive, but you don't have to stay productive. You don't want to. Call your friends and call your family. From the Server Life podcast team, call the people that you love, tell them that you love them in times like these, and make sure that you're following us on Instagram at the Server Life Podcast. Tag us on all of your Instagram stories and we will be sharing our favorites. And also make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and it'll make our day. It's the virtual tip for us. So see you next week, guys.
Bye.
See ya.